Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, 16 primary school football coaches receive CONCACAF D licenses. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to get the details. If Jamaica's football program is to make strong gains over the short to medium term, then the youngest players must consistently be exposed to the best training. This is the philosophy being adopted by the Jamaica Football Federation, and to realize this objective, the organization recently partnered with the Confederation of North, Central America and Caribbean Association Football, CONCACAF, and the Institute of Sports in Sports to train 16 primary school coaches and provide them with D licenses. The four-day training course was held at the University of the West Indies UWI Jamaica Football Federation JFF Captain Horace Burrell Center of Excellence from April 11 to 14. And it wasn't a moment too soon, because a recent audit of the credentials of the island's primary school coaches revealed a troubling statistic.
There are 1,263 coaches that coach at 12 and under who have no certification at all.
President of the JFF, Michael Ricketts. The training was provided free of cost to the participants and incorporated various topics such as principles of coaching, health and safety, session planning, age-appropriate training, and club development.
This course is really a continuation of something that CONCACAF has started, called the Trainer Trainers Program. CONCACAF believes that we should empower our own MAs to have instructors who can deliver courses instead of flying the people into countries. We chose 16, only 16 coaches, because you want to be an intense and get personal instructions, and when you have 32 coaches, it's kind of watered down.
CONCACAF instructor Vin Blaine. Mr. Blaine notes that he will be back in the island in the summer to stage another D-licensed seminar with another cohort of primary school football coaches. Interested coaches are urged to get in contact with InSport so they can be a part of the training.
Come and participate. When you engage each other's coaches, you improve yourselves. After the course is not the end all, you have to continue to improve yourself as coaches.
The coaches themselves were glad to take advantage of the training opportunity being offered. Shane Richardson from Macaulay Primary School, this year's champions of the InSports National Primary School Football Competition, relished the opportunity to add to his footballing toolkit.
This is a new opening for me, and I'm just coming here with an open mind, open heart and everything, just to basically learn new things.
Coach of Portsmouth Primary, Kevin Reed, shared similar sentiments.
It doesn't really matter what your level of qualification is. You're always learning. It's not a game where you stop learning. So it is important, you know, you come with an open mind. You know, even you know, you might know some stuff already.
The training initiative has naturally gone down well with Sports Minister Olivia Grange. Speaking on her behalf at the opening ceremony for the coaching workshop, Minister of State for Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Alando Terelong outlined that additional training opportunities are being planned.
Through InSports, more training will be provided, and this is just the first of many programs to come. The D-license training is free of cost to the trainees, and this particular program is free because we recognize the value of training you, our coaches, who will in turn train our young athletes, especially at an early age, to see them through to becoming successful football players. This program is designed to build capacity amongst you, our coaches. And it is a fitting reward that the 16 of you who have been selected come from national primary schools who have done very, very well in primary school competitions across the island.
Minister of State for Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Alando Terelong. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.